From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama heads back down to the Louisiana coast tomorrow for a second time in about a week. He'll see firsthand how BP's doing in its mission to contain the unprecedented oil spill in the Gulf. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports BP made some headway today in a cut-and-cap method intended to stop at least some of the oil leak.
After a diamond-tipped saw got stuck making a cut yesterday, BP had to use giant shears to sever the pipe, so the cut is not as smooth as engineers had hoped. That makes it even trickier to try to capture some of the leaking oil, according to Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen.
This is an irregular cut. It will be a little bit more challenging to get the seal around, but we will have a containment device there. We'll be able to capture more oil than we would otherwise. And we're going to have to see as we put the containment cap on exactly how effective it is.
The risk with this so-called cut and cap method is that it could temporarily increase the amount of oil that's flowing from the blown-out well. BP's previous attempt to use a containment device failed when the dome got clogged with methane ice crystals. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
In the Gaza Strip today, Palestinians take to the sea in a show of support for the international aid ships that have so far been blocked by Israel. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Gazans are hoping the deaths of 9 Turkish activists in this week's Israeli raid will inspire new efforts to lift a 3-year blockade.
Palestinian Union activists organized the brief voyage out of Gaza's main port to pay their respects as a Turkish charity released the names of those who died in the Israeli raid. Union Secretary Mohammed Siam said the action was also intended to show support for another ship, the Rachel Corrie, currently headed toward the waters off Gaza.
We call on all those free people in all the world to continue sending these flotillas until the siege is lifted on the Gaza Strip.
Israel says its naval forces acted in self-defense, and it will continue to enforce the blockade of Gaza, allowing essential goods in, but not weapons or material that could be used to make them. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.
The corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich is underway. He arrived at the federal courthouse telling supporters this was his chance to clear his name. Blagojevich is accused of trying to sell the Senate seat Barack Obama vacated when he became president. He's pleaded not guilty to 24 counts, including racketeering, wire fraud, attempted extortion, and bribery. Some analysts say they're encouraged by the latest economic reports. An index that tracks activity in the service sector says job growth in May was significant, first time in more than 2 years. The government's reporting that slightly fewer newly unemployed Americans put in for jobless insurance than last week than the week before. Productivity in the first quarter also rose. Last check, Dow was down 42 points. This is NPR News. Michigan politicians are putting their muscle behind the effort to get Major League Baseball to reverse an umpire's bad call that denied Detroit Tigers pitcher Armando Galarraga the distinction of a perfect game. We have more from Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta.
Even the umpire admits he blew a call with 2 outs in the 9th inning that a runner safely made it to first base. Tigers fans were outraged. Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm declared the call an affront. She took a break from a policy conference on a resort island to issue an official proclamation declaring that even if it's not in the record books, Galarraga pitched a perfect game.
Bottom line is, it was a perfect game. We all know it was a perfect game. I'll declare it a perfect game for whatever that's worth.
Michigan Congressman John Dingell is also asking the U.S. House to adopt a similar resolution. Dingell, Granholm, and other Tigers fans are hoping Major League Baseball will make a rare decision to reverse the call, which would make Armando Galarraga the 24th pitcher to play an entire game without allowing a hitter to reach first. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta on Mackinac Island, Michigan.
The umpire in the hot seat, Jim Joyce, made an emotional apology to Galarraga right after the game. He says his family is also paying for his mistake, confronting criticism following that blown call.
I'm a big boy. I can handle this. It's probably the hardest thing I've ever had to go through in my professional career.
Today he met up with Galarraga at home plate as the pitcher presented the umpire with the Tigers lineup card. Joyce wiped away tears, shook hands with the pitcher, and patted him on the shoulder amid cheers and a smattering of boos. Last check on Wall Street, Dow is down more than 40. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.